I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston. Cigarette smoking is a known risk factor for many respiratory infections, and it increases the severity of respiratory diseases. To talk about smoking cessation and tips for success is Dr. Kenneth Michael Cummings. He's a professor of psychiatry and behavioral sciences, and he's involved in research related to tobacco use prevention and smoking cessation at MUSC. Dr. Cummings, what are the benefits of quitting smoking?
Well, the main benefit is you live longer, on average about 10 years longer. You're much less likely to get diseases like cancer, heart disease, and emphysema, lower risk of diabetes, pneumonia, catching the flu. You'll have more energy, less cough and wheezing, and if you need a little extra money, a pack-a-day smoker here in South Carolina will save about $2,000 a year.
Tell us about smoking and COVID-19.
Well, the studies that have come out on COVID and smoking show that smokers are more likely to develop severe disease with COVID-19 compared to non-smokers, and that means higher mortality, more likely to end up on a respirator, longer hospital stays, and more complications.
Well, let's talk about quitting smoking. This is a stressful time during the pandemic. Is it realistic for someone to quit right now?
You're right. It is a stressful time, but we need to be realistic. The virus is not going away anytime soon, nor are the risks of smoking cigarettes. So if you smoke, it's a good idea to stop now and not use the stress of COVID-19 as an excuse to keep harming your body.
Most smokers have a physical addiction to nicotine in cigarette tobacco, so it's not as easy as just deciding to quit. What smoking cessation approaches can help someone be successful right now?
You're right, motivation is not enough, but you got to start somewhere. So I always tell smokers they should set a quit date, make a pledge not to buy any more cigarettes, put away the ashtrays, and get some oral substitutes to use, you know, gum, toothpicks, a bottle of water. For someone who's been smoking every day for years, they are probably addicted to nicotine, as you said, and getting help from a professional like a doctor or a pharmacist is a good idea. Now they can do telehealth visits. I would ask about stop smoking medications like the nicotine patch, or there are some prescription pills that smokers can get. These medications essentially work by dampening nicotine withdrawal, and they do increase the success rates about double over what they would be just quitting cold turkey.
And what about resources to help people quit smoking?
Well, there are some free resources that are available to folks here in South Carolina, including a toll-free South Carolina tobacco quit line. So you can dial 1-800-QUIT-NOW. There's also a great website that is available through the federal government called smokefree.gov, and it's got lots of resources and things to help people work through and deal with overcoming their addiction to nicotine.
Dr. Cummings, thanks for providing this information about smoking cessation.
Bobby, thanks. It's been a pleasure.
From the remote studio for the Medical University of South Carolina in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.